This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado, about 40 other states, and thousands of municipalities around the country are working towards settling lawsuits with pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson and the three largest pharmaceutical distributors over the opioid epidemic that's claimed hundreds of thousands of lives. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
If enough of the parties agree in the next 30 days, the $26 billion deal will pay for addiction and prevention services nationwide. It would provide Colorado and local governments here about $17 million a year. More than 1,200 people, a record, died from drug overdoses in Colorado in 2020, according to the State Health Department. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado is putting the brakes on a plan to reduce car travel. CPR Sam Brash reports it would have required Front Range employers to develop plans to help reduce air pollution.
The original plan would have required large Front Range employers to encourage people to get to work via public transit, bikes, rideshares, really anything other than driving alone. Under the scaled back proposal, the state would make companies gather data on commuter habits. Any effort to shift those habits would be voluntary. In a statement, air regulators said this would help them write more effective policies after business groups objected to the original plan. Environmental groups say they're disappointed by the change. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The U.S. House has passed a bill to regulate the chemicals known as PFAS, which have turned up in city water systems, most significantly in the town of Fountain in El Paso County. The chemicals are found in the firefighting foam used on military installations. Colorado's House Republicans, including Doug Lamborn, who represents El Paso County, voted against the bill. Democrats in the state's delegation voted for it. Front Range highs will be near 90 or in the mid-90s through this afternoon. This is CPR News.